This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio, and it's Your Money Matters. Hey, never more than today. We are bringing you this show because of Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us once again.
Head janitor in charge.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I filled up a little while ago, Kurt, and it is good to see gas prices going down just a little bit.
The question we hope is they kind of stay there because it'll level out some of the prices and other things.
Man, wouldn't you like to have about 6 months of just really good economy and no worries about
interest rates and all these negative commercials, I think people would feel a whole lot better.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it doesn't matter. There's always somebody taking a shot at somebody for doing something really stupid. I know.
It really cracks me up. Most of these political-type commercials that we're seeing, hardly any of them can do anything. They don't talk about Trump, you know, in their 30-second ad. Yeah,
how much they hate him and how bad he is.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, again, they'll spend their money on. I guess that's how that works.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show for a long time.
Man, long time, bud.
I mean, our hair, we got a lot of gray hairs now. That's starting to go away. We're going to start to get bald here.
Yeah, I sent you a picture not too long ago when we were in the doing our TV show at CBS. And we were there behind the news desk and all. And, yeah, man, it's just hard to believe all the years. But it's been great.
It's evolved to quite a bit.
Yes, sir.
Over the years.
Absolutely. Well, we'd like to welcome you to Your Money Matters. And once again, Kurt has been our exclusive mortgage lender since the beginning of Haystacks. That would be about 2009. So a long time. And I tell you, if you have any mortgage questions, needs, refinancing, just want to know kind of where you are, if you're looking at buying a house, his number is 720-895-0500. And I promise you by the end of today's show, you'll see why we chose Kurt, and we're thankful he chose us back. Just, hey, we only need one good guy, and we found him a long time ago, and that is Kurt Rogers.
So, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, the big question, should people buy now or wait? And I don't know what to wait for, but should they wait?
Well, and that's part of those political ads that we see. You'll see some that will, the advertisement about, okay, now's the time to buy. Oh, rates are going to do this. Rates. Should you buy now or not? I think you need to ask yourself a couple questions. Do you think rates are going to decline more than 0.5% or 0.75% in the next 12 months? That's a question you should ask and understand where you're coming up with the answer. Do you think homes will continue to appreciate at 2-3%? Now, that's a low percentage. Some people seem to think that homes are depreciating. It's not the case. All the numbers continue to show the appreciation is now is 2-3%. Do you think that will continue? These are reasons you want to know, should I do it, should I not do it? Get the answers to these. Is there a possibility that rates could go up? We got a new Fed chief.
Mm-hmm.
The way he's looking at things is completely different than the other Fed chief. So do you think rates will go up? Because if you wait and the rates go up, it's going to cost you more. Are you a first-time home buyer? Because right now they have some really great deals for first-time home buyers. So special rates and special pricing. So if you take that, for example, let's look at a $600,000 value on a house and a loan amount of $500,000. If with today's rates you're looking at, let's say, 6.25%, that's a payment close to $3,100 a month. But if the rate goes down to 575, that payment goes down about $100, about $3,000.
Right.
So if the rate goes down, it's beneficial to wait, but is it going to go down that figure? If the home appreciates, if you wait and the home appreciates 2%, your home just costs you $12,000 more money. At 3%, it costs you $15,000. That turns around and takes that $100 away. So understanding the risk that you take, yes, the rate may go down, but now you're going to pay more for the home. Because we have to remember one thing. The rate doesn't determine appreciation or depreciation. They have nothing to do with each other. Supply and demand of homes determines what's going to happen to the value of the home. Right now, we don't have enough supply. The demand is still high, so homes are still appreciating. Now, God forbid we have a market crash. That changes everything.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking about buying, these are some of the questions I think you should ask. Put them down and kind of do a little research on them and put the numbers together. What's it going to cost me? Mm-hmm. How's it going to look?
Right. Has anything over these this first, you know, six months, has anything shocked you much with rates? Like you thought they might be going a different way, and then they didn't, or they did. I mean, has anything shocked you much with what's going on?
It surprises me that rates haven't come down more than they have. There's reasons why. I mean, when you look at interest rates, the determining factor on rates on a mortgage are going to be two things: inflation, unemployment. So we keep talking about the unemployment numbers are being, you know, 3.8, 4.2. But then all of a sudden you'll get a bang on one and they'll say they're 4.5. Mm-hmm. What that does is that rattles the stock market. So it changes the bond market. And the bond market's what determines rates. Inflation. Okay? We have this issue in Iran. Oil prices go up, inflation goes up, everything. So rates have to go up,
right,
to prevent that. And there's been talks by the new Fed chief when he first got into office that he may raise rates before the end of the year. That kind of rattled the stock market. Mm-hmm. They didn't like it at all, lost a lot of money that day. So pay attention to some things. Are you going to be comfortable for the next 6 months to a year? Because there's a lot that's going to happen probably in the next 6 months that will help you determine. But know some answers to some questions. Since you have the time now, sit down and write out the questions, get the answers, and then put it into your budget and see how it works.
Right. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. What are you seeing right now as far as supply and demand?
A lot of people have pulled their house off the market, so the supply is not there. The demand didn't change.
Okay.
Number of first-time home buyers went up by about 4%. So the 35, 40-year-olds are trying to buy homes, first-time home buyers trying to buy homes. There's none out there that they're finding acceptable. You know, you have one expectation, this is what you see. So the demand is far exceeding the supply, which is keeping the appreciation up. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But the rates aren't coming down. So you're kind of going back and forth again here and what works.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to purchase a home now, what can they do to maybe save some of that upfront cost? And, you know, I'll let you answer that before I ask the next question. Go ahead.
Okay.
What can they do to do that?
First thing you need to do is sit down and look at your budget as to what you want what you think you can afford your house payment to be. So you need to determine what a purchase price is. Now, you can contact me. I can give me some information, and I can run you some scenarios. But you need to find out what fits into your budget. Now, for some people, they can afford to buy more home, but they don't. Very smart. Find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you can do some tentative shopping online and see what that buys out in the market. So you have an idea of this payment, $3,000 a month, will get me this much home if I put this much money down. Figure out how much money you want to put down. You can go in as low as 3%, and the normal is 20. But there are some programs that if you're short on the down payment, there's some down payment assistance programs that are just outstanding now. Why? Because lenders want and realtors want to sell homes, so they got programs to help you get into them, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. And when you're sitting down and you're looking at the payment, do yourself a favor. A lot of times you get caught up and saying, well, I can buy this $500,000 house.
Right.
I can put 10% down, and I want a payment of $3,400. Well, guess what? It comes in at that. But that doesn't include, that's principal and interest only.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things that go on top of that called taxes and insurance. I've had customers on the pre-approved list that I've done all the work, and we're waiting. They'll find the perfect house, and then all of a sudden they find out that they can't get homeowners insurance on it because it's not in an area that's covered, or that the cost of homeowners insurance is too much,
yeah,
or that all of a sudden property taxes went up in this one area. It went from maybe $200, $250 a month to $400 a month. Well, that changes the dollar value of what you can buy. And you don't want to do that when you're starting to get excited about, I'm going to go out and buy a house. Mm-hmm. I want to get a house. I can afford these payments. I'm going to get a realtor. We're going to go look. Then all of a sudden you find the right house and not realize the taxes and insurance payment put you way out of your payment range. So it's better if you're not dying to get into a home today.
Sure, sure.
Spend the time and do a little research.
Right. And an approval is good for 90 days?
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody is really seriously looking around and they get all that paperwork done, that's the ideal situation, isn't it, where then you can lock it in whenever you feel like it would be good.
You pull the trigger right away.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at it, and the other thing you need to know is, where's my credit score? Because we can talk about that. Your credit score is your biggest determining factor on your interest rate.
Okay.
Not the loan amount, not the job, not your income, your credit score. So it's important to understand what it is, how to change it. We can talk about that later if you want. But that's also very important. And then you need to look at the different loan programs. Don't think that the only program out there is a 5% down conventional loan to get you the best payment, lowest rate. No, that's not necessarily the case. Find out what you fit into. You may, even though you've owned a home in the past, you may want to buy a new home now, and you can be classified as a first-time home buyer. And people go, wait a minute, I've already owned a home, which I haven't owned one for 3 years. Mm-hmm. As long as your name's not been on a loan for a home in the last 3 years, you can take advantage of all the first-time home buyer programs out there. Wow. So this is the time to sit down and start putting it all together. And then when you've got it there, it just sits there. Get that pre-approval. I have two customers that we did pre-approvals over 90 days ago. They updated their bank statements. They updated their pay stubs. We just redid them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple to do. Once you're in, you're in.
Right. I was talking with some folks the other day that they got a child going to be a teenager now, going to college this next year. And these folks have some means, so they were talking about, you know, going and looking for an apartment to rent and all this, or a house to rent. And I'm like, man, why not buy something? They go, well, he doesn't have much credit. And I said, well, I got a guy that does a non-occupying COBR. And we haven't talked about that in a little bit, but
that's a great program. The way it works is, and I've had many families do this exactly for the reason you talk about. Child's going to college. Instead of putting them on the dorm or renting a place, mom and dad want to buy it. So they buy it. And they buy it to put the child into it. Now, if the child has a part-time job, you're going to put the child on the loan and on the title. You're going to start developing the credit.
Yeah.
You're going to make the payments on it. Basically, it's a primary residence. So it's not an investment at this point. It's a primary. So you're going to get better rates and great programs. FHA likes this program. They only require 3.5% down. And they'll do higher debt-to-income ratios, and they got much better rates. So that gets you into the home. 3 years later, when the child's coming out of college, or 4 years, the child can either decide they want to keep the home, refinance it, keep it for themselves, or mom and dad can refinance the home, or they can leave it the way it is and rent it out, mm-hmm. turn it into a rental, because there's other kids coming up to go to college.
Sure.
He had three kids, did it for all three of them to get them started on understanding the power of owning properties, building your retirement portfolio in a place to where you live instead of paying rent. Because if you're paying rent, you're paying somebody's mortgage.
Yeah, somebody else loves you.
Just ain't yours.
Yeah, somebody else loves you. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We got to hit a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 and tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. All right, Kurt, let's talk a little difference between banks and mortgage brokers, which you would be the latter.
I'm the mortgage broker.
You are the mortgage broker.
I don't offer savings accounts and checking accounts. First one right off the top.
You know, one thing real quick. Have you ever seen so many... You look around the area where we both live. Son, there are, I bet you there's 50 banks in Highlands Ranch. It seems like every corner there's a bank. And then two or three build right beside them. I mean,
we used
crazy.
To bank with First Bank. They sold out the PNC. And all of a sudden they noticed all the PNCs in every
But I've heard that's been a nightmare, too, for a lot of
Ours
customers.
Went extremely smooth, so I can't complain about them. But like I've asked people, I said, have you ever seen an ugly bank?
Yeah.
Even when we went through everything in 2008, you didn't see ugly banks. You didn't see banks really closing down. So it has, and I'm not against banks. I think there's a necessity for them. They're not the bad guy. But a bank can only offer you the products that the bank has.
Gotcha.
The bank's going to find that niche of products that they want to loan money on. Banks make their money by you depositing money and then turn around and re-loan it back out. A broker is often going to shop several banks to get you the best program. Because the broker doesn't work for one institution. They basically work for themselves, and the best way to be competitive is as multiple lenders doing multiple programs. Normal benefit from a mortgage broker is we have lower interest rates. Reason? Because we can shop. We have lower fees, again, because we can shop. We don't have all the overhead that we have to take care of. We're much more convenient to be able to reach, and we can get in touch with you. We offer more loan programs. Banks have this menu of here's what we will do and that's it. If you don't fit into that menu, they don't want you. And they might have some tougher guidelines. And they don't necessarily deal with unusual situations.
Yeah.
Most banks, if you deal with them, they're going to require you have a checking or savings and you put your money into them. And if you've had one with them for a while, they may give you a better rate. But they expect you to keep that there. And it's very convenient. But is it saving you the most amount of money? The bankers don't have a way to handle what we call complex deals. And about 30-35% of the loans out there are people that aren't W-2, they've been on their job for 2 years, that have $100,000 in the bank. They don't have that. Or that their debt ratio is at 40% that the banks want. So they're a lot more difficult. They're self-employed. They're real estate investors. Most banks won't do what we call jumbo loans. Or there's another one that's called non-QM. Non-QM, you can relate back to 2008, is subprime. Now, it's not like subprime, but it's not the normal standard loan. A non-QM loan might be a loan that asset depletion. For example, we have a bank that if they look at your IRAs and they add them all up, take 70% of it, divided by 36 months, that's your income. Well, there's a whole lot of people got good IRAs that they're self-employed and they're writing everything off, so they can't. Well, the bank's not going to deal with you there. But mortgage brokers have lenders that will do that. We also have loans to where if you want to buy or refinance a rental property, as long as the payment you're collecting is higher than the payment on the loan that you're getting and you have a correct FICO score, you're approved.
Right.
So, and there's many people out there that have these bank statement loans. Recent bankruptcies and foreclosures affect you if you're at a bank. If you're in a Chapter 13, I can do a loan for you. 2 years outside of a Chapter 7, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Banks are going to go, we don't want to play. So it limits what you can do. You might have a great relationship with the bank, but not here. With a mortgage broker, you get something that what we classify as more professional. I'm going to stay in touch with you. I'm going to listen to what your needs are. Why? Because you're my neighbor. And a lot of people in my neighborhood got their loans from me, but that's not what I mean. I know Colorado.
Right.
I know what's
going
on.
It's just more of a personal touch.
Yeah. So if you need something, you need to call me Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Call me Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Please don't call me on Sunday.
Okay. You need one day.
Yeah. So those, and one of the biggest things that many people that come in to see us, where we have an advantage, is we have much more competitive rates because we have so many different lenders. We are not, we deal with some of the big ones. We deal with UWM, we deal with Rocket Mortgage, we deal with Principal. We deal with some of the biggest mortgage brokers in the country. Hmm. But we use them to fight each other to get the loans. So if we're coming to them and we give them one loan a month, that's okay. But if we give them three or four, they start taking care of us so I can get you a better rate, better sure. cost. So those are some of the things that we do. I have over 40 lenders.
That's
a lot
insane.
Of them do the non-QM stuff, but I have over 40 lenders. I mean, the majority of the top 10 we are signed up with. So I get to work rates with them and programs with them that you normally don't see.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Rogers with us, if you're just joining us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, the number is 720-895-0500. Let's talk about application a little bit. When you go with you, do you put everything out to every lender you have, or do you first kind of interview them, see what they do, then you know which three out of your 40 might fit them best? How does that work?
That's a great question. Very few people ask me that question. I take my 40 lenders and I have a program. I put in your information. I put in your job, how much you make. I put in your debts. I put in your credit score. And I say, they want to borrow this much money on a property here. And it will come back from all 40 of my lenders with a price automatically.
Okay.
It automatically says, right now, here's what we can do for you on that loan. So I will normally start looking at what's the process of that lender and how fast they can close. What do they need? Do they not like self-employed? Do they like him? But I'm going to look at those. But I get a response almost instantly once I put in the basic information from all my lenders.
Yeah.
So it makes it so much easier.
Sure.
Instead of you picking up the phone. See, when you come to mortgage broker, you're shopping 48 lenders. When you go to bank, you're shopping one. So if you want to shop that, you got to get a hold of another bank and go through the same process.
Mm-hmm.
With me, you give me the information one time, it's good for 90 days. I'm able to relook at it. I have many customers right now that are pre-approved, just waiting to find the right house. And I'll switch lenders on them in the process. I got them pre-approved with this lender, but I know that's going to be good over here because their rates, they're running a special. UWM and Rocket Mortgage are always fighting themselves on the specials. Well, I'm sitting back, keep fighting, guys. That's good. I can do that.
All right.
So I get them all.
Yeah, yeah. So when we talk about what a broker typically adds the most value, what are a few points there?
Normally, it's the convenience of dealing with a mortgage broker.
Yep.
It's the availability of shopping and getting me a better rate with lower fees to go with it. I've got a couple lenders that if I do loans with them on VA as a streamline, they'll waive the underwriting fee. They don't charge it to you. You're not going to find that at a bank, if you can find a bank that does a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different programs. They come to us because of the extra service we can provide. It's much more personalized. We're developing a relationship with them. We're still going to make money, but we don't need to make as much because we don't have the overhead
right.
that a normal bank does. We also don't have checking and savings account to where
it's sure. But. Do you get into conversations with concessions, seller concessions with people? like trying to help them figure out what to kind of fight over and what not to fight over?
I've been doing this a long time. If you're thinking about buying a house, you need to understand how concessions work, because right now you can take advantage of them. Concessions are money that the seller will pay you to buy their home. They will pay you for closing costs. They may pay you for what's called a buy down, or they may pay you just to buy the rate down flat. What we do for you is, if you're out looking at a home, we will try to run all three comparisons when you tell us what you want. Let's first start with paying your closing costs. They'll sell you the home for $500,000 and pay $7,000, pay your closing costs. Well, now we take that money, instead of paying your closing costs, and we put it over here on a 2-1 buy down. So you, let's say your rate's 6%.
Mm-hmm.
That $7,000 might buy your rate down to 4% the first year, 5% the second year, and 6% the third and subsequent. So all of a sudden now, if you think rates are going to go down, get a buy down, because I'm going to drop them all the way to 4. Should they change during the next 6 months to a year, you can turn around and refinance it with the money that was used in the concession to pay for the refinance and get a 5% rate.
Okay.
That's an, or you can turn around and take all the money and apply it to a permanent buy down and drop your rate down maybe to 5.5% and have that fixed if you don't think rates are going to come down much. So the concession allows you a lot of viable choices to use the money for that benefit you. That's why I'm going to ask you questions. How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Mm-hmm.
If you get the 2-1 buy down, understand your payment's going up, what can you do with that money? Normally that's for first time home buyers, and they'll take that money and they'll help when you buy a home, you got to buy other stuff.
Sure.
Especially if you're a first time home buyer. So now they've got a few dollars in their budget that allows them to do that.
Right.
There's so many different programs that you can mix and match.
Mm-hmm. Kurt can help you out, folks. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. When you call, let him know you heard him here on KLZ 560 and Your Money Matters, and we'd appreciate that as well. Do you need to give a disclosure, sir?
NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to our show next week. Don't go anywhere. More coming right back right here on Haystack Help Radio.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home. Qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 217147, Equal Credit Lender.
This is KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Medicare and More with Jim Gary, brought to you by Silver Sherpa Inc. Just like a Sherpa guides climbers up the mountain, Jim is here to be your trusted guide up Mount Medicare. With years of experience and a heart for helping people, Jim makes the confusing world of Medicare simple and clear. Each week, we'll bring you tips, insights, and answers to your questions so you can make confident decisions about your health care. Now it's Medicare and More with your host, Scott Whatley, and your guide up Mount Medicare, Jim Gary.
And we'd like to welcome you to Medicare and More. Our show is brought to you by Silver Sherpa, Inc. Their number, 303-865-5534. Again, that is 303-865-5534. The website, Sherpa123.com. And with that, we'll welcome... Well, I should say the Silver Sherpa. He's the Sherpa, though. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't have much silver. But, hey, Jim Gary is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good. How was your last few weeks?
Oh, man. It was hot, man, a couple weeks ago. Woo. Yeah. One day, what, it hit 103 or something about a week, 10 days ago?
Oh, no. Well, if this is your first time to join us, we're here every week at this time with Jim. And going through all things Medicare. And, yes, the name of the show, Medicare and More. And we get into that from time to time as well. But if you are turning 65, and I'll just start the show this way. If you're turning 65, and we're going to get into this here in a minute, this year, all right, in 2026, and you know what? Even 2027, it does not hurt to come to one of these educational workshops that you hear us talk about every week. So, Jim, we'll start there with the workshops. I know you wrapped up some in July, and yep. We got new ones in August.
We do. Before I give you the dates for August, just to give you an example, the most recent one we had was the 25th of July at Columbine. It was a Saturday morning, and Columbine Library. And I visit with the people before we start to see why they're there and how old they are and what their program is. And there was about 12 people that attended, and to a person, all of them were turning 65 in 2027.
Okay.
6 to 12 months from now, and with many of them not planning on even retiring until they were 67 years old, which is 2 years down the road. They're turning 65 next year, and then they retire after that. So, and I commended them all. I said, this is really, and I didn't mean it in a patronizing manner, this is really a smart group of people. Because you're not waiting to the last minute to learn about Medicare. You're getting out ahead of the curve. And they all said, virtually to a person, they all said the same thing. We've been talking to friends and family members, and everyone's given us a different answer. So we decided to go to the expert that knows the answer, so right. We can just tell our friends, well, we got it under control. Which is a great place to start, because these workshops are designed to give you concise, accurate, timely, up-to-date, accurate information about your federal Medicare benefit and how to save money when you transition to Medicare. Medicare's not cheap. Mm-hmm. Copays, deductibles, all those kinds of things. Sure. And there's no max out-of-pocket on the federal benefit. So now's the time to get all of those things lined up. And this is a perfect audience for me, that group of a dozen people or so that said, hey, we're 6, 8, 10, 12 months away, some couple years out. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to wait till a month or two before, don't. Get out there now. If you're in your 64th year already, sign up to one of our workshops. Come on out. It's never too soon. And like I told the group as we were leaving, I said, look, again, many of you told me that you're not even going to need Medicare until age 67, which is legal because you're working and you have work insurance. No mandate for you at all. If between now and age 67, things come up that either confuse you or somebody tells you something that contradicts what I said, pick up the phone and talk to me. Say, sure. Are you sure what you said is correct? And I'm going to tell you, yeah, I'm sure. Tell your friend, thanks, but no thanks. They mean well. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay? So anyway, I said the second thing I want you all to know is, yes, call me. But number two, if you get a Facebook ad that's advertising another one of our programs at a library, or you get a postcard from me, come out again. We have people that come 2 or 3 times over the years to get refreshed on the content. I'd love to see you again. feel free to come to another workshop, mm-hmm. which leads me to when are these workshops coming up here in August. So our first one's going to be on Saturday, August 22nd, and we have a new venue we're rolling out in August, Lone Tree Library. We normally do Highlands Ranch, but all of the rooms were booked. So we're doing Lone Tree Library, which is only 4 or 5 miles as the crow flies
right.
from the Highlands Ranch Library. And for those that don't know where the Lone Tree Library is, if you know where the Super Target is in Lone Tree, this is called the Ridgegate area. It's mm-hmm. right smack in the middle of that Ridgegate complex there. Lone Tree Library, 10:15 in the morning, 10:15. The library opens at 10. And so we're starting right away at 10:15. We only have the room until noon, and we do like to do a Q&A, so it'll take us right up until noon. So come on out and see us Saturday morning, August 22nd, at 10:15 start time, Lone Tree. Then on Monday the 24th at 4 p.m., the Coble Library on the corner of Holly and Orchard in Arapahoe County. The 25th, the Stanley Lake Library way up north in Arvada. That's another 4 p.m. start time, Jefferson County. The 27th, Thursday, August, Castle Rock Library, 4 p.m. And you're probably wondering, why 4 p.m.? Everybody works. Yeah, everybody works, but a lot of people kind of leave early, too, especially during the summer. So we don't want you to have to struggle between, do I do a barbecue tonight or learn about Medicare? So we feel by having a 4 o'clock program, you can accomplish everything. Go to work, get in a little early, give the boss a full 8 hours, come do our thing at 4 o'clock, come to our workshop at 4. We'll give you a good hour and a half of content, go home 5:30, fire up the barbecue, pop a cold one, and enjoy your evening talking about Medicare. That's the pro. That's why we do them at 4 o'clock. And then the last one of the month, August 29th, Columbine Library, 9:30 in the morning. We love the Saturday ones because that's when we get our highest attendance, because obviously people are still working that go to these programs, and they like to just roll out of bed and come learn about Medicare. So look us up.
All right.
Look us up.
Now, two things we need from you, the listening audience, if you want to attend. One is to sign up. Go to Sherpa123.com. Click on the events tab there, find the location and time that works for you, and you can sign up there. You can also call 303-865-5534. That's the one thing we need you to do. The second, simply be on time. Because yep. everybody likes something that starts on time.
You got it, yep. And why do they have to register? I'll throw it back at you. Why do they have to sign up? Why are we not just saying, just show up, you're welcome. You are welcome, but...
Right. You need to know what size of room to rent
yep.
or to get.
Yep.
Okay. You also do a great job. As a matter of fact, I've got one in front of me when I came to one of your folders. You need to know how much materials to bring, and you want to make sure everybody has. And people usually like to sit down. And so if they want to sit down, they certainly need to register.
Yep.
So you got enough seats and chairs. Sometimes you can grab an extra chair or two, and then sometimes you've used all they had for room because that's all you thought was coming.
Yep.
So it just works out better.
There are times when we have people that just show up. We more than welcome them that didn't sign up. We welcome them in, but they're sitting on a chair with no table in front of them because the tables are all locked up. And we didn't plan. And the library says, no one here has the key or something like that. So if you tell us in advance, sign up in advance, we call the library in advance and say, hey, tomorrow at 9, we've got 14 people coming. Mm-hmm. And they make sure to have enough tables. So always, 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 Sherpa123.com. Go to the events page, find the right time, and just type in your name, your phone number, your email, and you're signed up.
Right. Now, you kind of touched on this of why the timing is so important for people turning 65 just a minute ago, but there is a lot to know.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I think we've all been to something or read something, went back and read it again, then we read something that sunk into our brain that we didn't read the first time or understand the first time. So what are all the reasons to get in early now to start to come to one of these?
Well, I'd say the number one is that your inner circle of friends and family members, the ones that are older than you that have done Medicare before you, they mean well. They're your friends. You trust them. But they think because they're already on Medicare, somehow they're Medicare experts. And I always tell people it's almost as foolish as you take a cross-country flight on United Airlines from Denver to Newark, New Jersey. You say, okay, I just spent 4 hours on an airplane. while I'm here, I'm going to buy an airplane and fly it myself because I spent 4 hours on it. That's about what people spend when they get their first Medicare plan.
Right.
They do a little research on their own. They might get a broker. The broker sits with them for an hour. Okay, I got 4 hours of Medicare. I'm now going to tell all my friends and family members what to do and coworkers with their Medicare. That's insane. We go through, Dylan and I, the other broker here, we go through 70 hours of training every summer, 50 to 70. And the reason we go through that training every summer is because we have to get updated on all of the changes coming under the Medicare program for the upcoming year. So I ask you, Mr. and Mrs. 65, 66, 67-year-old, do you have 50 to 70 hours to devote to learning what's going to happen on Medicare? Of course not. That's not your job. That's my job. That's Dylan's job. So that's the biggest single reason you should come out early is because you're already relying on incomplete, well-intended, incomplete information if you're talking to friends and family members about what you should be doing with your Medicare or even what Medicare is.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's reason number one. Reason number two from a timing perspective is forget your friends and family for a second. The media is rife with incorrect information, incomplete information, right, or scare tactics. So you're hearing things on either YouTube channels or on CBS, NBC, on the mainstream media, mm-hmm, where these reporters, they're not trying to give you bad information, but they do a cursory job. They might go to AI to get some answers.
Yeah.
And I told you on a previous show, I had a client of mine, client now, he wasn't then, a couple months ago he approached me and said, I've already found my plan, I want to make it easy on you, you don't have to do any homework, sign me up for this plan. He named the plan. I said, it's not even offered in the state of Colorado. He said, yeah, it is. I said, I've been doing this for 13 years, it's not offered here, pick another plan. He said, but I spent 9 hours with AI narrowing my choices down and it said, this is the best one for me. Plan didn't exist. So if you're using AI or YouTube or even the mainstream media, it's not that they're, again, intentionally trying to deceive you. It's that many, many reporters nowadays, mainstream and new media, YouTube, they're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're going to AI and saying, tell me 5 facts about Medicare that I can share with people tonight when I was going to say Walter Cronkite, just dated myself. But when Walter Cronkite throws it to me, who does CBS now anyway? I couldn't even tell you. I haven't watched
it.
They
always switch. They're switching.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's the point is that they're not doing the due diligence to give you good, accurate information. About half of what they tell you is true, and half is not necessarily a lie. It's incomplete or doesn't apply to you. So get out there for free, four-letter word, F-R-E-E, and come to our workshop, and we'll give you the scoop that's absolutely 100% correct. And because it is an educational event, a workshop that's educational, we're not allowed to sell anything. So if you're ever afraid, not afraid, but if you're ever, sure, I don't want to go have some salesman try to push a product on me, that's not the point. We're not allowed to do it. We won't do it. We're just going to educate you. Mm-hmm. So is that a persuasive enough reason?
That is.
Okay.
That is. Yeah. So again, if you're just getting a car, turn on the radio, go, what are you talking about workshops? All right. These are free educational workshops. Jim just went through the August dates. Go to Sherpa123.com. Click on the events tab. Find the library close to you, the time that works for you, and sign up. And trust me, you will see it. I mean, I'd be interested in just some of the comments you get after a workshop.
Yeah.
I mean, have people been to other workshops sometimes and so, come to yours?
So here's kind of what we hear when we talk to people. Beforehand, we will always talk to them and ask them, is this your first workshop? They always tell us, yes. Okay. Then when it's over and they got to know us and they're comfortable with us, they tell us, well, I kind of told you a white lie when we started. Mm-hmm. We've actually been to several others. And I can't tell you, and I say this with all humility, right? Pride cometh before destruction. With all humility, I tell you, most people say to me, Jim, with regards to your competition, you've got nothing to worry about. You just do it right. You tell us what we need to know. You do it in a simple manner. You take questions. You take follow-up questions. You take more questions. Other workshops shut down the questions. They're afraid to get something they can't handle. You clearly know what you're doing. is a reason you've got all those five-star ratings on Silver Sherpa, on the Better Business Bureau, and Google review pages. So they end up telling us they have been to numerous other ones. Other people tell us, no, I've really only ever been to one, yours, but why would I go to any others?
Yeah.
And I always tell them, just to satisfy your own curiosity, you're going to wonder, I really wonder if that was really as good as I thought it was, and I don't care if you, please, go to as many other ones as you mm-hmm. want, because the more you go to, the more we're going to be a magnet. Like, that's really how different we are.
Right.
And I'm not afraid of that. But most people say, no, I've seen one, I've seen the best one, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's a good mix between people that go to others and don't.
Right.
Truthfully. But either way, it's fine with us. Now, the biggest sort of, I always find this fascinating. Dylan and I were talking about this earlier. We go through a 1 hour of a program content, Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. When do you sign up? How do you sign up? Is it necessary to sign up? How do you avoid late enrollment penalties? What is IRMA? What is a supplement plan? What is an advantage plan? What is a Part D drug plan? What is long-term care? All of those things come up, and they're crucial information, and people take furious notes. Of course, we give them a folder and a booklet to fill out and everything. Lots of notes are getting taken. However, when we talk about it afterwards, Dylan and I always come to the same conclusion. The number one question we get at the end of our event isn't, can you go back over Part B again? Or how do I sign up for Medicare? It's always the same thing. When do we get in touch with you guys? We're going to work with you. We decided right here tonight, we want Dylan and Jim to help us on our Medicare journey.
Right.
What is the proper timing? So here's what we tell everybody. 120 days. I want you to keep this in mind. 120 is the magic number. That's 4 months. 4 months prior to your 65th birthday or your loss of employment, your retirement date, whichever is going to be your trigger for Medicare,
okay,
the 65th birthday or the loss of job later in life, get in touch with us 120 days before that triggering event. And then people say, well, why 120 days? And the reason for that is, number one, let's isolate the 65-year-old, the person that's going to go on Medicare right when they turn 65.
Okay.
First thing you need to know if you're getting Medicare right at 65 is that your Medicare is going to start on the first of the month you turn 65. So for you, if you're born on October 31st, your Medicare will start October 1st, not on your birthday. So keep in mind, it's always the first of the month you're starting. And then you're allowed to enroll into Medicare, actually fill out the, I use the term paperwork, the electronic paperwork. You're allowed to go online and enroll into your Medicare benefit 90 days prior to your birthday month. Not your birthday, your birthday month. So using that October 31 birthday as an example, mm-hmm. your Medicare is going to start October 1, but you can sign up for it as early as 3 months prior to that, which
right.
is July 1. Now, when you sign up on July 1 or enroll into Medicare July 1, it's not starting till October. You're not getting it sooner, but Medicare can have delays, and you want to give them the full period of time to get you started by October 1. So now you understand why we're at the 90-day mark. We're at July mm-hmm. 1 for an August 1 start. Why am I saying another 30 days backwards, 120 days? Because we want to talk to you 30 days prior to say, here's the game plan. Here's some paperwork we need you to fill out. And there's regulatory documents to work with us. There's some fact-finding paperwork. We're going to learn about your medications, your doctors, your hospitals, your travel habits. We call it our plan optimizer profile. It allows us to optimize plan selection for you. So we're going to put a game plan together at day 120 that says, this is what needs to happen over the next 120 days.
Right.
You fill out these papers electronically, mm-hmm. hit submit, they come back to us. They're HIPAA protected, they're HIPAA compliant, they're encrypted. And then at day 90, we jump on a phone call together, and we, Dylan and or I, get on a phone call with you, and we walk you through screen by screen how to sign up for Medicare. You'll be in front of a computer talking to us. This is what you do here. This is what you do here. It's about a 15 to 20 minute process. Sometimes things go sideways. and the Medicare, not Medicare, you're actually signing up through the Social Security office, not Medicare office. So the Social Security website sometimes will give you a error message that says, sorry, we can't sign you up today. The data doesn't match what we have on record. Mm. And people say to me right then, how can that be? This is a man. I've been married, but I've never changed my name, never changed my birthday. My legal name is this. I've never done anything. How can they? I don't know. don't be coming down on me. This is why we do it so far in advance.
Right.
Because Social Security does have inaccurate information. So they say, what should I do, Jim? I'm going to say, well, we're done. I can't help you sign up for Medicare right now. You're going to have to call. And I give them the number to call, the national Social Security number, and they're going to tell you what the data mismatch is. We've got your date of birth wrong. Well, how can that be? Don't ask questions like that. They have it wrong. Mm-hmm. So how do I fix it? You're going to have to come down to the local office with either your birth certificate, your passport, your this, your that. Sometimes it's a misspelling of a name. Whatever, they have bad information. So it's always good to start the process of enrolling in Medicare as soon as you can, and you're allowed to enroll into Medicare when you're turning 65, 90 days prior to your birthday month, not your birthday, your birthday month. So if there is a hiccup, you have plenty of time to straighten it out. But even if things go smoothly, so we're on a phone call with you July 1 for an October 1 start date, even if it goes smoothly, it could take 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks for that application to eventually get approved. So again, you want to do it as quick. There's no mm-hmm. danger in getting it done early.
Sure.
That's why. So that's why we say 120 days. Okay. Because the 90 is really the key thing, but we want to put the game plan together in that first 30 days. Now, what about if you're in that? Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this phone call now, and again, this is August 4th, and you're turning 65 in September this year. You're like, oh, I blew it. I didn't get to them 120. No, call us today.
Right.
Hang up the phone. Pull off the side of the road right now. Call us right now. We'll take good care of you. We'll get your Medicare started by September 1. I'm not saying this is hard and fast. I'm saying this is ideal. It's a leisurely pace. Neither one of us is breaking our neck. We're not nervous about Social Security taking forever to get something done.
Right.
That's all we're trying to say. So please don't take us literally. If you need Medicare next month, we'll take care of you. Okay, that's the turning 65 scenario. What if you're working and so you're going to retire later? So you're in your late 60s, you're getting ready to retire. The timing's the same. Get in touch with us 120 days before your retirement date. And usually when you retire, they carry you, the company does, on their insurance till the end of the month you retire.
Mm-hmm.
However, that is not a federal law. There are companies, major companies here in Colorado, Fortune 500 companies, that the day you leave is your last day of employer coverage. So if you quit on October 2nd, you have no insurance the rest of the month. So always before you turn in that resignation letter, ask your employer, ask your HR department, when do my benefits end, the day I quit or the end of the month that I quit?
Right.
To get that squared away. Anyway, so timing's the same, 120 days prior to your last day of coverage. Why the 120 again? Because once again, 90 days is the magic mark. We're going to help you apply for Medicare 90 days before you need it. That's the earliest we can do it. We can't do it 91 days before or 92 days before. 90 is the soonest.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. So we want you to call us 120. So that during that 120 to 90 day countdown, that first 30 days, we're putting a game plan together. Fill this form out, fill that. And one of the forms you're going to have to fill out when you're going on Medicare past your 65th birthday is there's a government form that's called the CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS L564. That's the form your employer completes to prove that you have had employer coverage since your 65th birthday. So for those of you that are wondering, geez, if I'm getting Medicare at age 68, aren't I going to have a late enrollment penalty for 3 years because I went 3 years without Medicare? No, your employer is going to get that erased by completing that form.
Okay.
It's an affidavit. So we're going to give you that form in the 120th day and say, here's the form your employer needs to fill out. This is how your employer fills it. We I hate to use the word idiot proof, but you know what I'm saying,
sure,
right?
Sure, no, of course.
Yep, we idiot-proof it. And then we tell them, now, wait a minute. Don't go running to your employer tomorrow and turn it in. It's too soon. Mm-hmm. Medicare will only accept a signature on that application from your employer 90 days prior to you needing Medicare. So as proactive as you want to be, and you want to get this filled out 4 months in advance, don't do it. You're going to have to get it filled out again anyway 90 days in advance.
So just leave on the best terms possible because you need your employer to help you.
You need your employer to help you. Yep, yep. I don't care what they do to you at the end. No right. Four-letter words.
Right.
Just please and thank you. Yep. I enjoyed working here. Thank you for firing me. And then once you get the L-564 signed off on, go to town. Do what you got to do to your employer. But that's what we need. So anyway, you apply again 90 days in advance. And we the way the application goes when you're applying after your 65th birthday is, same website. We're going to go to the Social Security website. But now we're going to be uploading documentation such as a copy of your existing insurance card, through your employer, your health insurance card, and also that L-564 form. So you can picture the Social Security employee who's processing your Medicare application. They get the application first. They look it over and they say, oh, here's a guy, age 68, trying to get Medicare at 68. I'm going to nail him with a late enrollment penalty. He should have had it at age 65. Oh, wait a minute. He uploaded some. He's got an L-564. Oh, is it signed within 90 days? Yep. It's signed within 90 days of him needing Medicare. Oh, there's his insurance card. He's good to go. No late enrollment penalty. And then typically, if you're applying 90 days in advance, they will award it to you somewhere about 45 to 60 days after you apply.
Okay.
Now, again, it's not going to start until the 90th day.
Right.
But you want to get it out of the way as quickly as possible because sometimes these Social Security offices, especially October, November, December, during annual enrollment for Medicare, where everyone's applying for plans, it's going to take them every one of those 90 days to get your Medicare approved.
Sure.
And all Dylan and I are concerned about when we're helping you climb Mount Medicare as your Sherpa, all we're concerned about is no gap in coverage.
Right.
We don't want you to gap in between your employer coverage and Medicare. And the only way to ensure that is get the applications into Medicare 90 days before you need your Medicare to start. Now, again, don't take me literally because a lot of times people get laid off on the 28th of a month and their coverage ends 2 days later. They need Medicare the first of the, they need Medicare 2 days from now. Call us from the parking lot. We always tell you this. Call us directly. Don't even go home. Don't go to the bar. Call us right away so we can tell you what you need to do to increase your chances that, yes, you can have your Medicare start in 48 to 72 hours if you do exactly what we tell you to do it as quickly as we tell you to do it.
Yep. Folks, you can see why you need a guide up Mount Medicare. Just listening to this show, hopefully. So, again, the number 303-865-5534. To get signed up for a workshop, simply go to Sherpa123.com, click on events, and register for an event. Jim, our time goes too quickly, but we thank you for
your time. Are we out of time already?
We are.
Woo! Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being with us today for Medicare and More.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.